up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. It is time for another Audio Boo movie review. In my hand, I'm holding the DVD, The Apparition. It came out earlier this year, starring the Ashley Green. And I say the because she's hot. She's a hot tamale. I love her. She doesn't know it, though, but I love her. And if I did, you know what? And I could have met her 2 years ago at Comic-Con. They came and served breakfast to the Twilight fans, and I had to be up early that morning at like 7 or 8 o'clock to be at inside the convention center, and Crisco Kid and some of other co-workers were like, we're going to go feed breakfast to the Twilight fans, and some of the people are going to... I knew they were going to be there, actually. I knew ahead of time. And that's just something I have to live with for the rest of my life, that I could have met Ashley Green, but... I couldn't do it. Sorry, Ashley. I needed my sleep. I needed my beauty rest. But enough of that. Let's talk about your movie, The Apparition. The movie basically starts off with this group of people. They're trying to kind of like capture like a modern Ghostbusters kind of thing. They put these little things on their head. They're like, let's amp our minds together and trap this spirit. And something goes terribly wrong. And then it fast forwards to Ashley Green and her boyfriend moving into Ashley Green's parents, I guess, Phoenix home. I guess they live in Las Vegas, Phoenix, I don't know. But they live out in the middle of nowhere, and so they're doing their thing, and all of a sudden weird stuff starts to happen. And Ashley Green and the boyfriend are like, what's going on? Why are things moving around, and why are things making noises? And what's that green cocoon wasp mud dauber? Mud daubers, is that where they are? I don't know, but it's, yeah, there's stuff in the ceiling and all this other stuff. And then you find out that the boyfriend from the very beginning, when all that crap happens in the beginning of the movie, he happened to be there when they were trying to capture this spirit. And little do you know, this little spirit is after these people, and he's one of them. And Ashley Green just happens to be a casualty of war. Yep, she's just there in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I can't believe this guy did this to her. If I was her boyfriend, I would have told her. I would have been like, look, girl, we got to get the hell out of here. I got the spirit thing follow me or something. So, yeah, so that's pretty much what the movie's about. All this weird crap starts happening at the house, and they try to bond together and try to figure out a way of sending it back to where it's supposed to be. Is this movie worth watching? Kind of. I mean, it's kind of cool. I don't know. I was disappointed. I expected more, and I was pretty disappointed. The cool thing about it is Ashley Green is in lingerie for part of the movie. She's in like a little nightie, which is totally hot. She takes a shower, which is totally hot, but they don't show anything. But still, just the thought of her taking shower is awesome, because she's cleaning herself and you know, and she doesn't want, you know, she's got to wash her hair. And I don't know where that's going, but still, you get where I'm going. So yeah, that's pretty much it. The guy, the Slytherin guy from Harry Potter, the little dude with the blonde hair, he's in the movie, but he has no magic. He has no wand. He's just kind of like a little nerd doctor. Other than that, like I said, I was disappointed. I expected more out of this movie. How many popcorns do I give it? Probably 2 out of 5 popcorns. 2 out of 5 popcorns for The Apparition, available on Netflix. If you do watch it, let me know what you think. Me? Yeah, but luckily it had Ashley Green. Don't forget to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, for more reviews, giveaways, all the goods. iwatchmike.com, that's it. And if you're on Twitter, check me out on Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy. Peace!